I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mark Hamery from the Marquette Area Blues Society. He joined us to talk about a special musical event that's coming up this Saturday afternoon in Marquette. Here's more on what's happening with Mark Hamery from the Marquette Area Blues Society.
We're calling it a Blues Day Afternoon coming up this Saturday at the Ordock Brewing Company, downtown Marquette. And we partnered with Public Radio 90 and the Marquette Area Blues Society and the Ordock Brewing Company all together to put on a show by the JTW Trio.
And who is the JTW Trio? Where are they coming from?
They are out of Chelsea, Michigan, down near Ann Arbor area. You probably recognize, a lot of people recognize some of the guys are members of the Ben Daniels Band, who you might remember played at the Blues Fest a few years ago. And also they are regulars at the Ordock. That's in their regular rotation. Also, they've been in a bluegrass band called Thunderwood, too.
Yeah, it's so an interesting combination of music that they play. But this is three younger guys, but they play some classic blues and a few other things.
Yep, they come up. They're a blues-based cover band. They decided to want to get back to their roots, so to say, And so they'll be here Saturday from 2 to 5 at the Ordock.
It's an interesting thing. I know that the Blues Society works on trying to do a few things a little bit differently, but this also came from the Ordock that they kind of stepped up and said, hey, we want to do something with you guys, and that's where it came from.
Right. They've been great partners of the Blues Society over the years. They're one of the sponsors of our free Friday night show at the Blues Fest. And it's nice to have an earlier show like that. I know the demographic of the blues can be skew a little bit on the older side, so it's good for those folks.
But seasoned. It's also we prefer the term season.
Season, yes.
I don't know. Sometimes when you look at that Free Friday, you look across the crowd and you see a lot of snow, as it were.
But also, it's being a younger band. It's also we want to get some younger folks out there too and experience it and see. What's there?
Did I also understand it to be that the Blues Society will have some information there, not only about the organization, but how to become a member?
Right. We'll have a little table set up with some information, and you can come and talk to one of our members and check us out, see what we're all about. And, we're trying to get our membership up there and, come and see what's happening.
So that's a good opportunity to do it this Saturday, which is, again, from 2 to 5 with the JTW Trio from downstate at the Ordock Brewing Company. You'll have information there. But the question that has been asked of me, because they know of my affiliation with the group as well, but how are things looking for the upcoming Labor Day weekend festivities with the Blues Festival?
Well, we'll very soon have an official rollout, but we are very close to having the lineup all in place for this year's festival. And of course, this being our 15th anniversary, roll your eyes and go, wow, 15 years already. But yeah. So we've got some special surprises in store. Should be a great lineup as usual, and we're really looking forward to it.
In the studio with us is Mark Hamery from the Marquette Area Blues Society. We're talking about a special event coming up this weekend in Marquette. Again, for those that may be just joining us, Mark, what's happening for folks to get out and enjoy some good music?
It's this Saturday, April 7th, from 2 to 5 p.m. We're calling it Blues Day Afternoon at the Ordock Brewing Company, downtown Marquette, featuring the JTW Trio out of Chelsea, Michigan, some former members of the Ben Daniels Band and Thunderwood, a blues bass band. So they're coming up, and we're sponsoring it along with the Public Radio 90 and the Ordock.
It's interesting when you look at the partnerships that have been built, because with Great Lakes Radio, with TV6, with Public Radio, with the Ordock and all of that, you've got all these different groups that have come together, plus other key sponsors, with not only the Blues Fest, but the Blues Society. Just some of your thoughts on that, with having these this community support from groups like Travel Marquette and all of that, that have put their, I guess, money where their mouth is with these events.
Oh, yeah. It's the local support has been amazing. I mean, to put on an event of this scope and have it last for 15 years and be as successful as has been, it takes a great deal of community support, as you well know. But, it's been fantastic.
You've got the Blues Fest is what we're talking about being coming up Labor Day Day weekend. It's at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette, mm-hmm. a 15th annual. So it's going to have probably a few special things.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're continuing with the Free Friday show. So that kicks things off, and then we've got a great weekend. But like you said, also throughout the year, we try and do events. We've got our Blues Day Tuesdays, the last Tuesday of every month, in conjunction with the Peter White Library. We do that. And then, you know, we're trying to do events like this where we'll have a little membership drive and
get people involved.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good way to find out more if they can't maybe make it to the event on Saturday to find out more about the Blues Society?
You can check out our website at www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.org. That's got all the information on becoming a member, on the Blues Fest, everything you need to know. Or you can check out our Facebook page. Just look up Marquette Area Blues Society. We try and keep our things updated on there as well.
That's the comments of Mark Hamery from the Marquette Area Blues Society. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.